We have application questions or discussion questions there. Okay. Now, you can discuss any of these three. Discuss this around your table. Number one, can you think of any people in your life who regularly show heartfelt hospitality to others? How have you felt when you're a guest in their home? What specifically did they do that made you feel welcome? Or two, how would you rate yourself, ayan, on the grumbling and complaining scale when it comes to offering hospitality? Do you pass with flying colors or flunk out? Or third, name someone in your life whom God is nudging you to reach out to. So we'll have a few minutes to discuss that around your table. Okay, ladies. I want an answer on that. Can I have a volunteer to answer number two? How would you rate yourself on the grumbling and complaining scale when it comes to offering hospitality? Pastor Paul, can you answer that, please? Inis na ba ko? Okay. Anyone? Number two, how would you rate yourself? Who? Ida? I will copy Pastor Paul. Ida, how would you rate yourself on the grumbling and complaining scale when it comes to hospitality? From 0 to 10, 10 being the most grumbling and 0 being the least.
You know, I'm menopausing, so now I have to admit, I was just telling them, I used to be very hospitable, and I really always pag Christmas, I was confessing my sins that the family of my husband and my family, they have Christmas at our house because we come from broken families. But this past Christmas, I had a breakdown. So my hospitality scale dipped a bit. I need encouragement. Thank you.
Oh, imbitahin niyo daw siya. In short, invite Ida. Thanks, Ida. Thank you. Who else here? Quiet na. Here naman. Dito. Ikaw. Anong pangalan mo, dear? Yeah. Rian.
For me naman, I think I'm not yet there, pero I'm getting, I'm still in the process of really practicing hospitality. So, but I'm not yet at the top, or I'm not yet acing it. So, but I want to, pero sometimes it takes a lot of effort also, and parang kumbaga, it's not natural to me to invite guests, to have guests, especially if it's a surprise visit. So, iba rin yung effect nun sa akin. I tend to panic. So, it's not natural. Parang may love-hate relationship ako with hospitality. So, but this is an encouraging session. So, maraming myths na break. Wrong myths. Yun. So.
Thank you, Rian. That's true. Yung mga surprise guests, pwede ba? Yung mga surprise when it's your birthday, do you have that? Na it's your birthday and then some people come at 5 a.m. to surprise you. It's not funny. I don't like those guys. Are there anyone who likes that it's your birthday? And then they come to your house, they are newly bathed, they have their makeup on, and it's your birthday, and you're the one with the muta, and you're the one, and then it's all picture. Not funny, but I guess people are different, right? Some people enjoy that. Anyone has questions about this topic? Any questions? Where? What's your question?
So number two po, how would you rate? Ang challenge siguro for me is yung consistency. And siguro it has to do, yun nga, with sometimes kasi surprise. Parang ako, I love to welcome guests and ano sa bahay. Pero yun nga, pag mga surprise, tsaka yung may mga bumibisita sa'yo na overstaying na. Parang sabi ko, Oo, parang overstaying. So sabi ko pa, paano i-handle yun? Kasi parang magdo 2 hours na kahit, for example, like may time na wala akong helper, so nagluluto ako. So nandun din siya. Pero ako parang uncomfortable na ako kasi tapos pag pupunta ka na, no, parang susunod din siya. So parang tatanong kong, how would you... ano, tell the person na pwede umuwi ka na. May gagawin ako. Parang
question. Thank you. That's a very good question, right? Well, how do we deal with the overstaying guests? Who has an answer? Oh, Aileen. Oh, okay. How? Oh, sige, sabi ni Vicky. How do you deal with uninvited, overstaying, over and over again guests? No, what she's saying is either they were not invited or they overstayed their welcome or they keep coming back when you're not inviting them. Maybe to stay in your house or they expect because they stayed there last year, the following year they will stay with you again.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I learned this technique from somebody. I won't tell you who. What she would do, I think Marie would also be there. She would tell the other guest, oh, sige ha, I'll have a party, pero 1 to 3. So meron na siyang advance message. Tapos, can you tell the others privately? So by the time they arrive, alam nila 1 to 3 lang. Yun. With my husband, I tell them, oh, sige ba, I want them to come to the house, pero 1 to 4 only. After 4, kick out. Kick out. Joke lang yung kick out, ah. No, yung parang the end na siya, lobat na ako. So make sure that they know it's until 1 to 4 lang. Because if you do not give them a advanced termination period, they will linger until 10 in the evening. I'm telling you already. And that's just the nature of Filipinos because they think lang it's just fun, laid back, enjoy, and they don't mean anything. And it's not because they're not sensitive. It's just they don't know any better. So, but if you tell them naman 1 to 3, you have to have a point person. Oh, your assignment, tell everybody 1 to 3. That person will tell everybody, oh, 1 to 3 lang, 1 to 3 lang, 1 to 3. 3 o'clock, mag-e-empake na yan, promise. So that's the technique there para they don't get offended. Yung mga nag-visit all the time, surprise. Ah, malayo yung bahay ko, I cannot answer that.
Okay, let's find out. Thank you, Aileen. Bakit ako 1 to 2 lang pwede sa bahay mo? Oh, what's your question?
I was telling my group, kasi with me, I cook kasi. So, and then, people talk about my cooking pa. So my problem is, sometimes I want to be hospitable, kaya lang I have a hard time in managing my time. But I have a hard time saying, potluck. How do you offer potluck at the same time? Be hospitable. Parang, ano klaseng hospitality yan? Hindi ka naman nag...
Oh, I know someone, perfect person who can answer that. Because she's very hospitable and very gracious. Nasaan na ba? Nasaan na si Jen? Jen? Pakisagot? Where is Jen? Jen Punsalan? Where are you? Jen, can you explain? Nakikipag-chika, napaka-hospitable kasi. Ang layo na upuan. Napunta doon.
I went to Gigi to tell her that my answer in number one is her. Oh. Yeah. I'm making her feel welcome on the road. Diba? Outside the home. So what's the question?
No, I want Jen to answer because Jen really is one of the most gracious ladies in practicing hospitality considering she has 10 children and no, she has 4 kids. So how do you, because Aileen's dilemma is, how do you say potluck without feeling that you're imposing and that you're still being hospitable?
Actually, that's the right question for me. Because I don't cook. But I love having people. So at the beginning, it's like, do I let this stop me from having guests when I really can't cook like Marie or Shirley or Miss Debra. And then I realized, I think it's the wrong pressure. I don't want to pressure myself to doing something that I know I'm not really gifted in. Maybe in the future, I will really take cooking lessons when I'm done with homeschool and stuff. I want to grow there. But as of now, I can only cook maybe 5 dishes. Yun lang. A lot na ba yun?
Anong klaseng dishes mo?
Ha? Huwag na.
Pritong iklog? Pritong ano?
Yes. Pritong maling, ganyan. But I realize your dilemma. How do you tell your guest, hey, I'd like to invite you over, pero potluck ha. Diba, bring food. Parang nakakahiya. So what I do, and I think this is what Gigi does too, right? We're kind of on the same boat. She's very hospitable too. But her gift is really managing, ganyan. The office. So, because nga nakakahiya, normally what we would do is look for a point person. So if I'm inviting the, let's say, kunyari, my small group. Yes, my small group. I would look for one person in the group who's usually the admin. And I would ask her, can you invite our group to my house? Do the coordinating. And usually it happens on Viber. And can you just make it potluck? Yeah, ganun na lang. So it's not, you know, coming from me. And so far, that has worked really well. And I would cook rin naman, one, diba? But at least everyone brings the food. And we end up, yeah, having a great time. Kasi, Marie, you're right. The hospitality is really just making people welcome. And the best thing that you can offer, it's really not your cooking, diba? Or your nice, ang ganda-ganda ng bahay mo. It's really you. Your friendship. That's the best thing you can offer to them. So.
Thanks, John. That's a great answer. I will think of a point person. Kasi that would be my dilemma also. Parang, how do you say, you're the one who invited and you're the one dictating, no? But if you get somebody, galing. Okay, how about overstaying guests or house guests? Anybody has an answer for that? House guests. Where? Oh, okay.
Shocking, of course.
Let your husband walk out in his underwear. No. Yeah. Or roll out, we'd say roll out the mat, you know, the banig. So I think it's good to have these questions because we need skills and how to be a good host, but also how to be a good guest, right? Because sometimes when we're invited, some tips that I've learned is when you're invited by your host to eat, and they say, oh, order anything, diba? What should you do? A tip there is find out what they're eating. Find out what they're ordering. And whatever is the price range, then don't go beyond that price range. It's just more discreet that way. Don't, even if they say, hindi, orderin mo yung ganyan. But, oh, why? What are you planning to get? Then you will be more sensitive about the price range that you're getting. The other thing also is when you're invited to a person's home, don't presume that your whole family is invited. Because sometimes they invite you as a couple and then you bring all your kids, right? And then when you're at the door, it's like, ah, all of you. Oh, small, medium, large. So don't presume, but ask ahead of time, is this invitation for my husband and myself? Or is this invitation for the family? Because it removes the awkwardness on that thing. The other tip I would give my children is, when we go to someone's home, respect their personal space. Meaning, don't run up the bedroom, don't open the refrigerator door, you know, because it's not your house. You are a guest in someone's house. Some people are very, let's say, the bed. You know, when you're entering the bedroom, yung uupo ka, you know, let's say this is your bed. And then you're in your street clothes and you sit on your bed. Do you do that? Some people are comfy. I mean, it's cool, right? It's your bed. You want to sit on it and all. Some people don't want other people sitting on their beds. Yeah? So, and I remember one time, you know, they had kids over, we had guests. And then one child didn't just go on top of our bed. He sat on top of my pillow. So parang stress ako kasi parang, that's my pillow, you know. So respect personal space of the people. The other thing also is if you are a house guest is don't presume just because they invited you that you can show up anytime because, you know, you just happen to be in their province or in their city. Na, oy, ano, mamaya gabi ah. You give them advance notice. Diba? That's one. Or also, don't use their place as a hotel. Because when you're in a hotel, you use the aircon. Diba? You do anything because you're paying for your hotel room. But if you're staying in somebody's home, be also sensitive about how would I use the aircon if it was in my home, right? Would I turn it on the whole day or would I also be more discreet about it? Just little things like that. Any more questions, anyone? Voila. Okay, what do we do now? All right, girls, we have actually a little treat for everyone. We wanted to do a little merienda. So we have turon and ginatan. Hello, ginatan and turon. Yeah, so we have some. So while we're having the merienda, this is what we're going to do. We're going to, okay, we'll split this one here, okay? Split here. This part of the room, while you're having your merienda, I want you to discuss what are tips that we can have on how to be a good host. How to be a good host. Tips. This side of the room, how to be a good guest. Para we can share it to each other, okay? What we can do is we can share, and then later, maybe in our Facebook group, we can come up with the listahan. All right, so enjoy your merienda.